This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hi, it's Stevola. Welcome to Style with Stevola, where every Saturday night I interview guests with style. Style is more than what you can see. I love that. Tonight, we have an incredible, incredible show. I want to share with the listeners out there just a little something, why I was so inspired by my guests and so honored to have them on my show tonight. A hairstyle is part of how we express ourselves. It gives us a sense of confidence, power, and strength. I'm always changing my hair, the color and the style, because it helps me express who I am. And to me, it's an artistic expression. I had a blonde pompadour, and now I have a shaved head. I'm going through a time, though, right now where I just feel like it's, you know, I want life to be just a little bit easier, less lower maintenance, much easier. So the two guests joining me tonight are two people that help me feel amazing and do so much for others. This week, we have another incredibly talented power couple. They are the co-owners of Jason Matthews Salon, Joyce Miele and Jason Sparks. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Welcome to the show.
Are you guys excited to be here? We are very excited to be here, yes.
Awesome. All right. So let's just give us a little quick background so that the listeners can just get to know you since they can't see you.
Well, I grew up in South Jersey, born and raised. In my past life, I was planning on being a professional ballet dancer, spent time in New York.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Went to the School of American Ballet and Juilliard and then realized that I needed to make that was going to be a short career, so I needed to make a shift and always wanted to be in the artistic world, and hair was always kind of a strong influence in my life as well. So that's kind of how I ended up.
Wow, amazing.
Back in this world.
All right, well, that was Jason Sparks, and now we are going to hear from Joyce Miele.
Hello. Thank you for having us, Stevola. We're super excited to be here. I am originally from Philadelphia, and I have been in this business now for 30 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
But you can't see me, but I hope I don't look that old.
No, you look amazing. You both look great, by the way.
And not as exciting as Jason, but my first job was going to be doing hair after beauty school in a funeral parlor because I was going to do the dead. So that was going to be my first job.
You were going to do their hair?
Their hair. So that was the first job I was going to take before I started my first job.
And is that easier because you're only doing the front portion?
I just thought it sounded like no one would complain, you know?
Right.
It would be very easy to, you know?
Quiet audience.
I love that.
So I'm glad I did not take that path. Although $100 per head, seemed like a lot of money when I was 19.
Oh, yeah.
So now, fast forward 30 years, here we are.
That's amazing. That's so great. So, okay, so how long has Jason Matthew the Salon been in business?
January now, we have been open 13 years.
13 years, wow. Now, is there a backstory? Have you always been business partners?
No, actually, there was a Matthew of, well.
Okay, so you're the Jason.
Yes, I'm the Jason.
And then there was a Matthew.
There was a Matthew. He was.
So that's not like your fake last name.
It is not. No.
Okay.
He was the accounting and finance portion, and then I was the hair and talent and everything else.
Right.
So Joyce worked for me initially, and then we had to leave our first space and move into a second one, and she was looking to kind of branch out and do something more than what she was doing, and I needed someone to do this with.
Yeah, so you needed a partner.
I needed a partner. So it just kind of made sense, and we were very like-minded, same goals, same motivations. I mean, incredibly hard worker she is, and just has a great mind for business, and was just an obvious
Wow, that's
fit.
Amazing. That's great. So there was Jason and Matthew, mm-hmm. then that dissolved.
Yes.
But you kept the name Jason Matthew, and yes. then along comes Joyce.
Yes.
And
8 years ago.
8 years ago. Okay.
But it
All
was
right.
such an established name that, you know, we just
wanted to
yeah,
keep it wasn't going to be like
well known
Jason Joyce.
Right. Yes. It did not right. flow.
They knew
all.
Us as Jason
right.
Matthew.
They knew
so
it
we
as
figured
Jason Matthew.
We would keep it the yeah. way. Keep
well,
because
like, yeah, because I mean, yeah, Jason Matthew. It sounds like a last name,
right?
Or, you know, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
It just has a good flow to it.
Right, right. Okay, so and then so you've been in business together for 8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
Eight yes.
Years.
We had 6 months to get out of our space, and that's when Jason and I partnered up and searched feverishly for a new space.
Okay.
And
is that when you looked at the space that Joan Shep is in? Right.
Yes.
That
was, we were.
That's
like,
you're
yeah.
like you need to make it happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we were about to sign a lease at another spot, and this. The spot we're in is our dream spot. And it came available basically 2 hours before we were supposed to sign another lease.
Wow.
Yeah.
Literally the magic.
Literally.
The magic phone
the
call
magic,
came,
like,
the one we were waiting for, pen in hand.
Pen, yes.
And they were like, and it's available.
It's available, yeah.
It's available.
And then whoever that other real estate agent was, I was like, they want to kill you guys. They're like, oh my yes. God, the deal's and, not happening.
Yeah. No.
So, what? And we, yeah. And we've been so happy.
This has
Ever
been
since.
The perfect space.
The perfect
it was definitely.
Space.
I mean, it's it is
the
a great
right
space.
One.
Most amazing
like,
space.
Yeah, big, comfortable, mm-hmm. amazing. All right, so Joyce, so you're a wife, a mother, entrepreneur, and you always look amazing.
Oh, thank you,
Jason. Gay man, single. Any available bachelors?
Call in.
Right,
we
right.
Keep
you
them
can
busy.
Hit me up on my Instagram, Style with Stevola.
There you go.
I won't share his phone number, but I'll give you his, you know, other information.
Right.
you're also in great shape and an entrepreneur, and you also always look amazing. Like, I just want to know, like, can you guys tell me how you guys do it?
Well, standing
her
on her feet
her
all day.
Her name's Jessica.
Yeah, Jess Gallen. Yes, thank you for all of helping us stay looking as young as we do. But yeah, stress is a good motivator for me. Keeps me, you know, on edge. Keeps me on my toes. And genetics. I mean, I can't take all the credit for it.
Yeah. You got good genes.
Yeah.
Right. And being in this field, you're constantly around young people, youth, and they're, you know, they look good. They know the latest trends. So they're keeping you on top of everything. So if you're coming in and you're not on point with what you have on, they'll call you on it and say,
sure.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. They're looking to you to
but
direct
but
them.
But I'm looking to them. You know, we're all looking to each other to keep each other, you know,
yeah.
on trend and, you know.
Right, right. So. No, I think that's really important. Yeah. I mean, and it obviously shows that you guys are definitely aware of
right.
what's happening. Because you make me look good. Okay, so let me. So there's a love story between you two. So could you share a little bit about that love story? Like, when did you guys fall in love? When did you know it was going to be like a great partnership? Like,
well, we've known each other for 24 years. 20. We've worked together.
Wow.
For, yeah, for
oh my
so
gosh.
Long.
That's like longer than my partner and I've been together.
Been yeah. so you, together through, you know. Getting married and the birth of your children. And I mean, just, you know, such major life moments. It was just
right.
one of those things that kind of developed over time. But I
but was there like a spark or something? Or it was just like kind of a like snap. And
but
it was like,
I feel like in everything in life, it's all about timing.
Yeah.
And timing in his life, he was going through something. In my personal life, I was going through something. We had to be out of a space and it was just, this is it. Like,
that was yeah.
literally
was,
it's and it just was a marriage.
The collision of all these
the collision
events
of all
together.
These things and just
brought us
just
together.
Came to light the new yeah. Jason Matthew. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so
it's been,
inspiring.
And it's, been great.
And it's yeah. like and you guys have a really good relationship.
Amazing.
Oh, for sure.
We travel yeah. together.
You don't want to like kill each other.
No.
No, we really don't.
Not
as much time as we spend together,
yeah.
we still
Yeah.
Like spending our free time together.
That's
too.
Great. That's
dinners
great.
Dinners and yeah.
Is there any advice though? Because I'm like starting a business with my partner. And there are days where I really want to kill him. But what would you say? Like, do you have any like just like quick word advice?
Compromise.
That's what does it. That mean?
Compromise.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No. Just like, you know, some things are super important to Jason. And I kind of, you know, respect that.
Yeah.
And I kind of step back. And
and
the
things that
the
I know that are most important to her, then I
right.
kind of let her have those and take right. the take the lead on that. So it is. That
that's really, really important.
And then we also have a manager that's a big part of our salon, Renee. Hi, Renee. I know she's listening.
Shout out to Renee.
Shout out to Renee.
And she's, you know, a little bit of a buffer between
for
us.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because,
so you don't
you
have
know,
to deal with
so
all
we don't have,
the
yeah,
stuff.
No. She deals with
it's a lot.
So much.
Right. Right. And you're also.
But even between the two of us, if like he's having issues, I'm having issues. It's kind of,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Renee, you kind of deal with it and, you know,
yeah.
we'll figure it out. And we're both super easy.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And we just want harmony. That's it.
I love that. We okay. are going to a commercial break. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. It's Style with Stevola, and I'm your host, Stevola. And we are on WPHT 1210 AM, the best radio in the world. Station in the world, I should say. I am here with two incredibly talented people, Joyce Miele and Jason Sparks, the owners of Jason Matthews Salon. Hi.
Hi.
All right. So I have a quick question. So, Joyce, you're Italian.
No.
No. But Miele.
Yeah.
Oh, by injection. I love that. Oh, my God, that I'm multicultural.
Polish and Irish.
Oh, wow, because Miele in Italian means honey.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So, you know, all the world's crossed. It's all good.
Yeah.
But because I know Italian, so when I heard your last name, Miele, I was like, oh, honey. But then, okay, so let's switch gears now to Jason Sparks. So how did Jason Matthews Salon come about?
Well, I had been working at a salon for 10 years and had decided, you know, I needed something new, something different. It was either going to be changing salons or, I don't know, I'd looked at editorial. I wasn't really sure where I wanted my career to go. And it was coming up on my 30th birthday, and it was a decision. Matthew and I were either going to go to Italy for 30, or we had tossed around, not well, more than tossed around, but, you know, seriously talked about the idea of opening a salon, and I decided that that's what I wanted to do.
Wow. Kind of so that was like 2 weeks ago when you turned
30.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. You got the timing just right.
Wow. Okay. So, so you just decided you were going to partner up, and
that was it.
Mm-hmm. That was it. And where was your first salon?
It was at 15th and Walnut. They demolished the whole building and rebuilt that where the Cheesecake Factory and the Ryzen store and everything that's right there on that corner.
Oh, right.
That's where our old space was. We were on the second floor. Lush was there. Yeah, that was our original space. We did all of the demo, all the work, you know. It was cutting,
wow.
you know, tile with a wetsaw, laying hardwood floor. Like, that was a labor of love. But yeah,
wow. And then, so when you started the salon, there were like no employees.
It was very, yes. I could count on one hand the number of people.
Wow. And now you and Joyce have built this brand, which is pretty incredible. How many employees do you guys have now?
33.
And you have one salon?
One yes. salon.
Wow. That's, I mean, it's a pretty incredible operation. I mean, the staff.
Yeah. We are. You know,
super blessed.
We really are. And yeah. it's been just like a nice slow progression. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we had hit the ground running with this many people, I don't know that it would have been as successful as it's been now. As we've been able to figure everything out along the way and kind of grow into
Build.
What we are now.
Yeah. Well, listeners, I mean, just so you guys understand, it is the best salon, in my opinion, in Philly. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I love it there. And you guys are so welcoming, the staff so welcoming. When my partner got his haircut, your assistant or one of the assistants offered to clean his glasses. And I thought that was really incredible. Like, I mean, just like a very nice gesture, You know, like the service is impeccable. I mean, as soon as you walk in, there's the feeling of just like, I'm home.
Right, that's what we,
right?
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it shows.
It's not pretentious. No one's going to give you an attitude.
Right. And you don't feel intimidated walking in there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's really sweet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, bring me some wine. No.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
We have wine.
We have wine too, so we can do that.
That's awesome. So what would you say how did you guys like create such an incredible modern sense of style in the salon? Like, explain to the listeners, because I mean, it's to me, it's very different from other salons because I've gone to multiple, especially when I was a blonde, but it's like, I'm really like, I just feel great going to your salon. But how did you create that environment?
Well, as far as the staff, I mean, where we had worked before, when we opened the new salon and new location, I got people that came back to me who had kind of strayed because they never felt welcome, and they didn't feel like if they were not wearing the appropriate thing, you know, that they were being judged when they walked in, or they never felt like they could just come in however they were, if they just come from the gym or if they were going somewhere and totally dressed, that they just wanted to be in a space where no matter what you look like, you were treated exactly the same. And we just wanted that comfortable environment for them.
So if I walked in a thong, you guys would just be like, hey, guys.
Of course. Absolutely. Trust me. People come in practically thongs. Yes.
So. No, but I love it. And it also shows through the staff, too, because, I mean, everyone gets to, I mean, they get to express themselves. So I think it's so beautiful.
We came from a salon where there was a very strict dress code.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we kind of. So far from that. You know, we want people to express themselves, wear what they want, within reason, you know.
Right.
But
no thongs.
No thongs. Yeah.
Not for the staff.
Right.
Not for the
clients.
Staff. Clients, fine.
You're more than welcome to.
But right. You want to be comfortable. You want to express yourself because your expression is a reflection of your clientele that you want.
Right.
So, that's so you know, true. You're going to attract the clientele. And that's why I think we pride ourselves so much on is being able to find a stylist that's best suited for every client.
Yeah.
Regardless of who you are, how much money you have, what you do, we're going to find that person that fits you, fits your style, and understand you. So that's, I think, one of the reasons we're so successful is because we have so many people that do so many amazing things and look different.
You know? Right.
That was feedback we got from clients was when they walked into the salon, they wanted to be able to kind of scan the room and say, I like the way she looks or he looks. I feel like they're going to understand me. And it was hard when everybody looked exactly the same to actually pick that out.
Black suit coat on.
Well, right. Yeah. Because, I mean, if they're allowed to express themselves, it shows like an individual, their individuality. And if everyone looks like they're in uniform, it's a little more sterile, I would say.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it definitely, I agree with that. It's so true when you walk into the salon. Right. So I know you guys have a manager, but how would you describe your management style, you know, as far as like, you know, because here you guys are, you're two business owners, you own this business together. You guys are obviously very, very compatible and very successful, but like, I'm sure there's different styles to each one of you.
I feel like we, you know, collaborate and we come together on everything. And Renee being the manager, she's, you know, kind of the point for both of us. So, you know, so Jason had to fire someone. Renee had to fire someone. Ooh, I had to fire someone.
Awful.
You know, it's awful.
Can we talk about
but
that?
But it's not it's not one person that's doing, you know, everything.
Right.
You know, Renee does a lot of, you know, the managerial things, but we all kind of talk about it, discuss it, and it kind of filters through her.
Make sure we're all on the
Make
same
sure
page.
We're all on the same page and, you know, so, you know. And,
yes.
And that's compromise also comes in there because I may not agree with Jason.
Yeah.
It's almost like being a parent.
Yeah.
But the children are not going
to
see. Yes.
Right.
You know, you're presenting like we're all on the same page. I may be kicking and screaming in the back. Like, that's not what I kind of want. But it's like, this is what the majority wants. This is what's best for the salon.
Right.
So we're all on the same page.
Awesome. Great answer. So how would you describe your roles within the business? And if it's not, because it sounds like you manage like as a team.
Yeah, it's a
right. But so then what would your roles be? Just so they get like a better sense of like, because I really want the listeners to understand like you know, how you guys work so well together. And it's,
I think because we're also, we're able to be behind the chair doing our clients and focusing on our clients and giving our clients so much attention. And then we have that manager that kind of does that. So I think so many businesses fail because so many businesses, I hate to say it, get a little greedy,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to kind of spread the wealth and share the pot. They think they can do it themselves,
yeah,
and they can't. So
right.
we're trying to focus on what we do best and bring people in to what they do best. And that's why I think it's such a beautiful marriage that it's growing because, you know,
playing
to everyone's strengths.
Right. And paying attention to that. That's so important.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It's been great.
That's awesome. And you guys, I mean, you guys lucked out. You have a great staff.
Yeah. No,
we really are.
But you know what? We did it. No. I don't think we lucked out. I think we're kind of developing the group of people we want to work around.
Right. Actually, I should rephrase that because you're absolutely right. It's you. I mean, it's also who you guys are and your attitude about your workspace that it just carries down mm-hmm. to the people that you bring in or you want to bring in.
And there are lots of people that want to come that we can't have because it creates a different atmosphere than we are willing to have.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Wow.
We spend so much time together. I mean, under, you know, pretty intense conditions, we are around each other all the time in this tiny little fishbowl. So we need harmony for everything to work well.
I always say I would never want to hire anyone that I wouldn't want to have a cocktail with after work.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing that you say that because Tom Ford, mm-hmm. who I'm obsessed with.
Obsessed.
Hi, Tom. call me. No.
Jason Single.
Right, call Jason me. Single. Okay, wait. Well, I'm going to talk to Tom Ford in a second. No, but we have to go to a commercial break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome back. It's Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola. Thank you guys for listening. It means a lot to me and to my guests. I am sitting here with Jason and Joyce, the owners of Jason Matthew Salon. Okay, so now we're in segment 3.
Ooh.
So I want to just backtrack because you said something in the last segment that what I thought was really important. And, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, you hire people that you could actually have a cocktail with. And I read something that was by Tom Ford. Hi, Tom again. that he had said that he would hire somebody if he could actually sit through a full, like a dinner, you know, and have a nice dinner and a conversation with them, then he would hire them. But if he couldn't, he wouldn't hire them. I think that's like.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Did you know that about Tom Ford?
No, I didn't. And I love Tom Ford.
Right. Oh my gosh, you're like Joyce Ford.
Yeah. Jason Ford.
Right. Right. Oh, Jason Ford. That sounds really, oh my God, you could change a salon name. Okay, so I just wanted to say something that was really pretty incredible. When I was in this salon recently, Joyce, you cut my hair, which I feel fabulous.
Great.
Thank you so much. There was a moment that I had in the stairwell with because there is a flight of stairs you got to crawl to get to the salon, which is fine.
Right.
Don't be nervous. It's okay. It's only two flights.
Not even
a flight and a half. But this woman in the stairwell, she said she hates climbing the stairs.
Well, we get that every day.
But she was like, but when she gets to the top, it's so worth it. Like that's so sweet.
You know what I love? The anticipation. When every day when I walk to the salon up those steps, just the anticipation of getting up there, and especially if I get there when the music's on at the top and you feel that, there's no better feeling.
Yeah, the energy.
The energy.
Right.
It's like
amazing. And then you catch your breath.
Then I catch my breath. Then I pretend I'm not huffing about it.
No, but it's absolutely worth it. Like that was so sweet when she said that. It was so true because it's like, okay, it's a flight of stairs, but yeah, it's annoying, it's like, she knows, like, when she's at the top, she's like, it's all good. It's all going to be good. She's going to get a fabulous hairstyle, color, whatever she's coming in for.
Facial.
Yeah, facial. Right. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. So what all of like all the services, like what do you guys offer? I mean,
we
in
have an incredible makeup artist, Julie Kate. She does amazing makeup. Amazing. She's known for her bridal work, but she's unbelievable. And then we do Michelle. She's our brow sculptor. I mean, she's amazing. If anyone has any issues with their eyebrows, there's no better person in the city. She will transform your eyebrows.
Phenomenally.
Well, I think you had mentioned, because mine were like a little crazy out of control, bushy.
She's amazing.
Do you mind if I trim them?
And a lot of times women don't know what they want. So it's our job to kind of guide them. So
right.
We kind of say, hey, you know, go and see her. And she transforms them. And there's nothing better. I mean, your hair is amazing. But when your eyebrows are framing your face, it's almost complete. A little lip gloss and you're done. You know, really, it's amazing.
And now is it like a waxing?
She waxes.
Waxes. Okay.
Tints.
Oh, wow.
She'll curl your lashes. She'll, you know, color your lashes. So we offer a lot of stuff.
I did that once. I got my eyelashes tinted.
And
they were, I look like Liza Minnelli. They were out of control. I didn't realize how long they were. It was just like crazy. I was like, it looked like I was wearing like permanent mascara. It was a little much.
I kind of like that. Right.
I know. Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with that?
It's a bad thing.
I guess there's nothing wrong with it, but I just was like, wow. Now, speaking of like staff and what all the services that you guys have, like, do you have different stylists that specialize in different hair types? Because I know that's really important, right? Like, who knows how to cut curly hair, right? When it's wet or dry?
That'd be Joyce.
Right. Okay.
Yes. But we do. Everybody, we've got somebody in there that can handle, you know, anyone that comes in who ever specializes in curly hair, in men's hair, in specializing in corrective color, who, you know, is really strong in stronger in cutting, who, you know, does chemical treatments, hair extensions, I mean, bridal work. We've got all the bases covered. And with a staff like that, you know, we've got everyone has a niche in there.
Right.
So it's nice that no matter who comes in, we've got somebody to put them with that we know is going to keep them happy and bring them back.
That's great. I love that. And I love that. I mean, I've had this experience with you, Joyce, like when I was like, you know, dramatic. I, you know, went from the pompadour to like a shaved head. And I was like, just shave it. And you were like, well, but what I love is there's that sense of trust. Like you were honest in the nicest way and the way you communicated it, I felt completely comfortable, but I listened to you because I trust you. And I think that's really important because a lot of, you know, I mean, I've left salons and my hair is like yellow, right. You know, or, and it's breaking off.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's a certain type of stylist that understands, like, how do you get, like, this thick, coarse hair that I have, you know, that's, you know, dark brown and a little gray, you know, to get it to be blonde and look like a nice blonde, not a brassy blonde, right?
Yeah.
And you guys, like, do, like, incredible work.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Right. Well, we can, our receptionists are amazing at filtering the clients. So they are, well, if you call the salon, they're having an extensive consultation with you on the phone to get you to the right stylist. So we have to credit them because they really do take the time to get to know the person on the phone, especially new clients. So they're getting, so that's why I think we have such a great retention rate because we're putting you with the person you should be with. It's not like, you know, some salons will say, oh, okay, this week you, Joe, you're getting all the new clients, but Joe doesn't do updos. But he's getting that updo no matter what. Because, you know, so I think we have such a great business model in getting these people into the right chairs. And that's why we, you know,
are
growing.
And I think that that's great because, I mean, I don't know anyone who's perfect at everything, right?
Exactly.
No, that's
exactly.
So if they have certain strengths, you work with them, you figure those out, and then you know how to guide the clients to that person.
Absolutely.
That's very, very important.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of salons, in my experience, it has to be just like whoever's available. They're like, there you go.
Yeah.
And
good
you're
luck.
Like, right, good luck. And then, yeah, and then I have.
Orange hair.
Wow. Okay. So this is a little bit fresh, but I just want to make sure that the listeners, you know, can find you guys. So we're going to do it now and then we'll do it towards the end. But so it's just like plug all of your social media. Like, let me know like where everyone can find you because I think if they're not going to Jason Matthew, they don't have good hair. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Well, we are Jason Matthew Salon on Instagram and Facebook. So,
and it's at 1735 Chestnut Street.
Yep.
On the second floor. We're
short
above
flight stairs.
Yeah, short flight stairs.
Short flight, yep. Yeah, flight and a half.
Yes. And right across the street from DeBruno Brothers. So,
get your hair done.
Go get some lunch.
Yeah. Right. I love it. I love DeBruno Brothers.
Yes.
They need to lower their prices.
They're a little pricey, but it's so convenient.
It is really convenient.
And they know
but
they
I do,
have you.
And they're right. Their food is the pre-made is like amazing. Everything's great. what you do is you make people feel amazing, right? Confident, powerful, blah, 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 blah. It's part of why I do fashion, you know, because, you know, you kind of dress someone or you design something and hope people will like it. Have you had like an aha moment or a moment where you were just like, this is why I do what I do and why I love what I do?
I actually just thought of this a few minutes ago. I have so many moments, but this one was super special to me because a client of mine had lost her husband and she hadn't dated maybe in 4 years. And she was, you know, in her mid-50s, and she was so kind of defeated. And she basically wanted a new look. She didn't know how to go about it. And so I volunteered to go home with her into her closet and help her find something to wear and take her out to try to meet someone, to be her wingman.
Oh, that's
so she came in. I did her hair. We went to her closet. I kind of threw half of her stuff on the floor. I'm like, you are not meeting anyone with this shirt on. So we dressed her up and took her out, and she was just beaming. And I'm like, this is why I love doing what I do. Because when people come and defeat it with their shoulders down, they leave and they're like, their heads are up, their shoulders are back, and you just gave them confidence.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's nothing better than that.
That's amazing. It's so true. I mean, you know, when you're having a moment, it's always, I mean, it's wonderful to like, going back to trust, like she trusted you, you know, that you built that with her, you know, that's part of your business model. I think that's so important, you know, and just having that connection and her like being able to be like, okay, I'm going to do it with you.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
It was super powerful. I was super happy to be there for her. You know, it was great.
Did she meet someone?
We met a group of people that night.
Well, hey, so
it was
so
fun, and it was, she was, you know.
But I mean,
she kind of got her toes wet.
Right. Well, and she met some people because
she met
felt
people,
more confident.
And she felt confident, and she just, you know. And then I actually fixed her up on a date with someone. So that was, you know, that was kind of.
Oh, you did?
I fixed her up on a date about a month later.
You said you had multiple stories.
I could go on.
We might have to have one more. So we're just talking to Joyce. You were sharing your aha moment. And we're going to talk to Jason when we come back after these messages. Stay tuned.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola. And I am sitting in the studio with two incredibly talented people. Joyce Mele and Jason Sparks, the owners of Jason Matthew Salon. Okay, next segment. We just spoke and you shared an incredible story, which I loved that story. Your aha moment, Joyce. And then now we're going to move on to Jason. Please tell us.
Like Joyce said, I've had many, but one that sticks out of my head. Working with women who are experiencing hair loss for whatever reason, be it, you know, age, medical reasons, you know, medication, all sorts of things. I do a lot of extensions, and I felt like I was missing something. I could give the longest, fullest, you know, Victoria's Secret hair you ever wanted to have in your life. But for women like that who just wanted to look and feel more confident and have a little bit more hair and just still look like themselves, that was something that I felt like I was missing. So I learned this one system, and I had a woman come in who I'd known over the years, and she always joked about it and kind of played it off, you know, like always laughed about the fact that her hair was thinning on top. And she kind of got to a point in her life where she realized that there was something she needed to do about it. So we were in the back of the salon. It was just the two of us there. And I put this kind of hairpiece on before I had even cut it or anything. And she looks in the mirror. And she's crying. And I'm crying. And
oh my gosh,
you know, she's like, she didn't realize how much it had been affecting her life, that she looked at herself in every mirror, in every window, in every surface she could, where she could see a reflection, because she was just so consumed with it. It was all that she could think about, is how does my hair look? She carried product and a round brush in her handbag. She was always thinking about it. And to just see herself with, you know, some hair and the way in her mind she wanted to look was just, you know, an unbelievable moment. So yeah, we're crying and we're hugging, and it was,
wow.
That was, you know, nobody would know that she's has anything, and that's the way that she wants it. But she said since that day, I haven't once checked my hair in the mirror. I haven't once looked in a window. She's like, I don't even think about it anymore. I just get up and go, and it is not even, you know, anything I think about anymore. She's like, this has changed my life. And those are the moments that really make me love what I'm able to do for people.
Amazing. So you both, excuse me, you guys are both confidence givers, you know, which I think is, it's so incredible.
It definitely is.
And you just do it out of the kindness of your heart, which is pretty amazing.
It just feels good.
I love those stories.
You know, you see the body language and you see them, you know, when they walked up to your chair in one way and they're walking out a completely different way, a completely different person. And that's right there, makes it all worth it.
Absolutely. Wow. So do you have any other stories that you want to share? Because these are so good.
not tearful stories.
Funny stories.
I mean, yeah. I mean, how? Like,
no, you know, you were, one question you were saying was, have you ever had a fire client?
Oh, right. Yeah, we were going to get to that. But we could talk about it now.
Yeah. Well, that was just a funny story about a client that I had been doing for about 20 years. That, you know, we had to kind of fire her because she took about $300 worth of products and she kind of just swooped them right into her handbag, and Jason saw it out of the corner of his eye.
I was watching, doing my client, I could see the reflection.
Really?
Yes.
The mirror, and she's up at the retail station and she's looking at these two products. I'm kind of watching her, and she sits down on the couch and she has her magazine and her handbag, and the handbag's open and the products are under the magazine, and with one quick sweep, the products were in her purse, it was zipped up, and she went back to reading her magazine like nothing had happened. It was like a magic trick. And if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I never would have believed it.
Oh my gosh.
So after that, we found out a few other little stories about her from a friend, that she had stolen a cat from the SPCA in her handbag because she wasn't approved to get a cat. And then she was arrested in Aspen for walking out of a store with a whole So there's just funny stories that we can kind of laugh about in the salon.
Wait, so she like literally was in Aspen, put on a snow outfit and walked right out.
The store. Mm-hmm.
I just left her close behind. She's like, I want a new outfit right now. And I'm not going to pay for it.
So it's funny things like that, kind of. We always have funny stories.
Yeah. But that's so funny that somebody just like is like, okay, well, whatever. These are mine. I'll put all these products from the shelf into my bag.
That's when the manager, Renee, comes in and we sick her on everyone. You know?
She's the bad cop.
Yeah. The awkward part of her job where she's like, I'm going to need those
I'm going to need those products
purse.
Back.
Wow, that's so crazy. I think I've heard some stories about this person.
Right?
Sure. There may have been like a story at like Joan Shep where like, the cameras caught this woman and she was like putting things in her bag.
She's a city girl. Could be the same person.
Very possible. Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, if you're listening, don't steal anymore.
No, she's a nurse now.
Oh, shit. Nurse Jackie?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So let's kind of get to like a fun part where, I mean, you style hair all day. I mean, there's probably some really amazing stories you guys hear. You know, because you're sitting there with your client and you're talking, right?
Oh.
So are like crazy stories, right? Do you have an example?
Just last week, I was sitting in my chair with a young girl cutting her hair. She was 13. In the salon was it was a little busy, but it wasn't that hectic, crazy that you couldn't hear other conversations. And someone that was sitting in another chair was talking about her STD. And I was, my client's face went, I'm like, ooh, did you just hear that? And she's like, yeah.
And she's 13.
I'm like, and she went home and told her mom. Her mom came in, got her hair cut. She's like, oh, my daughter told me about the client. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
People tell you everything.
They truly
their
do.
Their love life, their sex life, everything.
Their STDs.
Right. Who's sending their girlfriends in to get their haircuts, and their wives and their kids are coming in, and we have to call because this person may be coming at the same time. I mean, there's stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, there's movies made of like people sitting in the salon gossiping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Do you have any crazy stories, Jason?
Well, I had this one client, and her husband would bring her in because they were newly married, and she wouldn't come into the city by herself, and he would come in and he would sit very patiently in the waiting area while I did her hair, and then they would go, and I saw her regularly, and then I saw him come in, and I kind of out of the corner of my eye I noticed him, and he was with a woman that looked like her, but then when I looked again, it wasn't her, and he was bringing her in for bikini waxing, and then asked my receptionist and esthetician not to mention that he had started bringing this other woman in.
Oh, wow.
But would still come in sit there with his wife while she would get
Wow, it's like the Real Housewives of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Truly. Oh, yeah.
They need to start one here. I'll be a housewife on the show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my God. That's wow.
So, yeah.
So
scandalous.
But he just brings his women in to get whacked.
Apparently. Only the one. And they look
only
the one. I only noticed the one, but yeah, the one that was not his wife.
Whoops.
That one.
Right. There's like times I'm sure you guys just have to be like lip lock.
It's like a therapist.
Yeah.
Really.
Right.
You don't say.
And there aren't many professions, I think, where people sit in your chair and on first introduction, you are invited into their personal space. You have your hands right on them. Right. So they just instantly feel comfortable telling you some of the most intimate details of their lives, and you literally just met.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
I
do love
it
too.
I'm a good listener.
Yes.
I love listening.
You have to be.
That's great. Yeah, therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you some stories next time you cut my hair.
But I won't tell.
Right. You won't tell. So I'm just going to like kind of segue into, if there's anyone listening out there, like who is aspiring to be a stylist, what would you look for in a staff member? Like, cause you said there's certain things that you guys look for and, you have this incredible staff, but if someone wants to work for you, what do you think they need to have?
Well, a lot of it, I think, is how they mesh with our group. More importantly, we can teach them hair-wise what it is we need them to know. I mean, they have to have a basic, kind of ability, but it's really how they mesh with the group, because it really only takes one person to change the entire dynamic that we work so hard to keep, harmonious.
Right.
So we do training, we in-salon training, out-of-salon training, we bring people in, they're working with stylists all day long. So we can teach them that part as long as they fit in with our group and they just mesh really well with the rest of the team.
Go into a little more detail what that is.
Well, because we have so many strong personalities.
Yeah.
You have to have thick skin.
You have to,
right.
We deal with.
You can't be a crier. Well,
it's a very creative atmosphere.
Right.
I mean, like in fashion, I've had multiple jobs where the owner or my boss is really harsh, right. But anyway, so.
We need them to just be able to jump in, to be willing to get their, get their hands on the work and again, be able to take direction, be able to be told what to do. Be open to constructive criticism and, again, just, be wanting to be a part of what it is, we've tried to create and maintain.
Are you guys currently looking for any new staff members?
Well, we have actually a couple of assistants that are working their way to moving onto the floor and being full-time stylists. So, yeah.
There's always room.
All right. So they can check you out.
Absolutely.
JasonMatthew.com, Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
You better be good. All right. So we will be right back. Oh, no. I'm sorry. We are done. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to go on forever. Okay. We are done. Oh, my gosh. We have so much more to talk about. Thank you guys for being here.
It's
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I'll have you on again because we need to talk so much more.
I know. We have so much more to talk about.
I know. All right. Well, thank you for listening, guys, and have a great night. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stivola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.